CompSci program is the Commerce, Science, and Technology Fellowship Program. It's a government-wide program that is sponsored by the Department of Commerce, and it's managed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It is to give federal employees who have a science and technology background a better understanding and grasp of science and technology policy development and management.
So the employees who would be selected to participate in this, are they new employees? Or are they just sort of coming up in the ranks? What sort of criteria must they meet?
Well, they have to be between a grade 13 through SES. So it's generally mid to upper mid-level federal employees. They do have to have some background in science and technology or a relationship to science and technology. So, for instance, someone who's in a public affairs position in a science and technology agency might qualify for the CompSci program because they already do have a knowledge of science and technology, and theoretically they would be wanting to broaden their perspectives of it.
And let's talk about the selection process and what they have to go through to become chosen. I know that they've already chosen 17 feds from across the federal government. So tell me what they had to do. What sort of hoops did they have to jump through?
Well, we hope it's not hoops. We hope it's a pretty straightforward process. But all the candidates have to be both nominated by their agencies as well as complete an application. That's just to start off with. And the nomination ensures that they have their agency's agreement for their participation in the program should they be selected, and also has the support of their agency to put in both the time and the cost of participating in the program. So in terms of getting the nomination and then submitting their application, CompSci reviews all the applications. We pick the ones that are best characterized by having a record of accomplishment and achievement in their federal career and in their field. They have clearly articulated their goals for participation in the program. That's one of the questions that is on the CompSci application. And they've best identified the experience and abilities that they hope to bring to the program, because the program gets a lot of contribution in terms of its quality and character from the participants themselves.
What will they do during the program?
They do a lot of things. On the typical program, the fellows meet every week except during federal holiday week so that they still get 4 days either in their agencies or in a host agency if they're on a developmental assignment. So during their weekly activity, they may have either a speaker that comes from the government sector or private sector, possibly academia. So they have a speaker every week, or they have a site visit to a local federal lab or private sector entity so that they can see science and technology in action, so to speak. They do a week on Capitol Hill. We call it Capitol Hill Week, where they meet with legislators, they meet with senior congressional staff, and they hear from other folks that they wouldn't typically hear from in a regular weekly seminar, and that could be the Government Accountability Office or the Congressional Research Service or the like.
Really neat how they get to expand their horizons. They may be very well schooled in science and technology in their own field, but to work with others and to be able to talk to others and learn more about that, it really gives them a broader idea of the science and technology work being done throughout the federal government.
Yeah, Amy, it's really one of the huge strengths of the program. Not only do they see outside of their agency stovepipe, so to speak, but they also develop a great working relationship with the other fellows who are in the program, so they get a lot of insight into what other agencies are doing, how they apply their policies, and how they develop their policies. And each fellow is required during the course of the program to do a presentation on his or her home agency or the host agency that they might be on assignment in. So they learn a lot of in-depth knowledge about the agencies of the folks who are participating in the program, as well as the broader spectrum of federal agencies in general.
Has the program evolved, especially as technology has gotten more advanced?
Well, the program has been very similar since its inception in 1964, but what the fellows learn evolves because they get the opportunity to hear what's most current, both from the speakers and from the federal agency personnel that are participating. So in terms of program content, it changes every single year based on what's going on at the moment. And they hear from people from the Office of Management and Budget. They hear from representatives from the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Speakers in the last several of years have included regular presentations from the director of OSTP, which is the Office of Science and Technology Policy. And the director of OSTP is the science policy advisor to the president. They've heard from the science advisor to the Secretary of State. They've heard from the Secretary of Energy. They've heard from folks like Norman Augustine, who's the retired chairman and CEO of Lockheed Martin, talking about leadership in an agency that has a heavy science and technology component. And they hear from some of their own colleagues about what's going on in their agencies.